Hey, I'm Chris Parrish, Chief Investment Officer at Oak Harvest Financial Group. We're an investment management and retirement planning advisor located in Houston, Texas. And welcome to our December 3rd YouTube Stock Talk, keeping you connected to your money.
Post our production and this release of our first half of 2022 outlook, two significant events have occurred that look to have pulled forward the period of increased volatility in the markets the Oak Harvest Financial Group team has been speaking into year-end 2021. One, the emergence of the Omicron variant of the COVID virus at Thanksgiving. And two, the discussion of a sooner Federal Reserve tapering of the balance sheet, which was slated to begin in late January 2022. At this time, the investment team's outlook for the first half of 2022 remains unchanged. And optimistically, the markets are just pulling forward the period of high volatility and market weakness our team was forecasting by 2 months, which in turn should pull forward the clearing skies on the other side of these events in 2022. Our current view continues to be the markets experienced 2 to 3 months of high volatility. The S&P 500 lows should be around 4450 on the S&P 500. And then we will return to bull market optimism.
This week, we're going to cover our first half 2022 outlook and throw in an early wild card of what our estimate for the year end will be too. Before we continue, please take a moment to hit that subscribe button. Yay! And the notification bell will ring so you will be notified when we upload new content. The title of our first half outlook is Curb Your Enthusiasm Yields to a Bull Market Buy. First, viewers, a quick reminder that our second half 2020 market outlook was titled Election Worries Breed Investment Opportunities. That was followed by two 2021 market outlooks for the first and second halves. They're posted on our website for all of those to see at oakharvestfg.com. I will not recite them in their entirety, as I think the titles speak for themselves. For the first half of 2021, our title was You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, One Buy in the First Quarter, and our second half outlook was titled Let the Good Times Roll. I will only quote a single sentence from that piece, and that was this line written 6 months ago. If pressed, we see a seasonally strong fourth quarter 2021 and first quarter 2022 time period rally that can lift the S&P 500 to over 4,800, 4,850, and we could approach 5,000 in a blow-off in January of 2022. Now, that was written back in June. No revisionist histories, no inching targets up every month. That's what the data said way back then. I'm going to pause here for a moment and let that sink in. Viewers, our team first had a target on the S&P 500 for year-end 2021 of 4,600 back in December of 2020. That was almost a year ago, before every strategist and economist and every other TV personality came on Financial News Network and gradually moved their pensively bullish forecasts higher. How did we see 2021 so early and so well as others were getting it wrong? Well, we followed the data of this cycle since 2008 and 2009 under QE, or quantitative easing. We did not data mine back decades to 1930 like some big, well-known hedge fund managers. We did not try to make analogies to periods of time when no one was living who was managing money now. I admit, we did that in March and April of 2020, back when COVID first hit, to see what happened to the economy and stock markets post the 1918 Spanish flu outbreak that killed tens of millions globally. We did that research and afterwards called for a period like the Roaring Twenties almost 6 months before the talk was on TV. And guess what? Our current stock market and economic response is almost identical so far, which leads me to our first half outlook for 2022. As clients and frequent listeners know, one of my favorite sayings is, it isn't different this time. Why? Because investors' sentiment, emotions, and their subsequent behaviors are generally predictable over time, moving from outright fear to begrudgingly acceptance very slowly at first over a long period of time, and then to greed quickly. But when things hit the wall, many investors' emotion go right back to fear pretty quickly, even in multi-year or multi-decade bull markets. Viewers, I've studied all those economic theories that economists and other strategists talk about on CNBC and Fox News and write about in newsletters. I took all those finance and business classes at Harvard, where I got my MBA. And yes, I attained the CFA designation. And I will tell you this, they are virtually all meaningless in managing clients' money in public markets. The eloquent dribble you hear on TV about GDP data or interest rate futures or what the dollar is doing, 99% meaningless and worthless mental dribble. My dad had a name for it with the initials MMT, standing for Mental M Fill in That Blank Talk. Politely, it's eloquent verbal economic dribble. Did they help you in the second half of 2020 get long stocks or get back in the markets if you panicked during COVID and sold? Did they calm you down in the first half of this year if you were worried about political policies and still waiting for clarity? I ask you, did the government data clarify your views during the Delta virus spike around July 4th of this year? The tools we use to help us with our general outlook and to forecast do include the price of insurance on your portfolio. They include where we are in the economic cycle, both from a monetary and fiscal perspective. And finally, throw into the equation, they include a lot of investor sentiment data, including market flows, option pricing, and this cycle, and investor positioning and psychology. 6 months ago, this led us to forecast and say, if pressed, we see a strong fourth quarter 2021 and first quarter 2022 time period rally that can lift the S&P 500 to over 4,800 to 4,850 and could approach 5,000 and a blow off in January of 2022. So now as we approach those levels and that exact timing, what is our team seeing? Our team is seeing the first half of 2022 as a period of higher realized volatility. No, not just higher implied volatility, which is covered in the options market. Even though we believe we're still in a bull market and that will remain alive and kicking in 2022, we expect the fear, rhetoric, and negative commentary on TV and in newsletters to continue and most likely pick up speed in the first half of next year as the markets experience its first correction of over, say, 10% over the last 18 months. How could this play out? Here's our best thoughts. After this wave of positive enthusiasm is completed, say over the next 4 to 8 weeks, and the 2021 stock buybacks wind down, we could see an air pocket down in the mid first quarter of 2022. This time period should give us the deepest percentage dive in stocks since the March 2020 lows. Should we approach a parabolic move up in the S&P 500 of say 4,900 or 5,000, we would expect our first 10 to 12% correction all the way back to 4,450 to 4,500 on the S&P 500 in a very quick fashion. Call it over 4 to 8 weeks. While gut-wrenching, should it incur, this would only retrace roughly the last 2 months of our up move in a very quick fashion. Viewers, please listen to me carefully. If this were to happen, all of this would be entirely normal. Just as the stock market and bond market moves have been for 2021, they've been normal. This would be keeping with the normal behavior of our markets over the last 10 to 12 years. No different than the normalcy of us forecasting both the second half of 2020 and the first half of 2021, or the second half of this year, 2021. Market moves well before they happen. Regardless how exactly the year end of 2021 plays out, we see a substantial uptick in volatility in 2022 in the first half, which should lead to a very bumpy ride over the cumulative next 4 to 6 months. We would expect a very sharp rise in realized volatility with the often quoted spot VIX rising back to say 28 or 30 temporarily. Why? I don't know. As always, I say in advance, I can make up reasons just like everyone else. What would be the TV anchor's rationale for a very fast correction finally? I don't know. A few of my early guesses are this. Here's one. The Federal Reserve hints at faster tapering of its balance sheet or raising rates earlier, and some hedge fund blows up, which is the dynamic we tend to love here at Ocarvus. Two, we get a new COVID variant, and investors get scared for a month or so. Third or fourth quarter earnings come in strong, but companies warn of little visibility or margin concerns. Three, maybe there's increased China and Taiwan worries. Four, maybe there's higher spike in winter energy prices. And five, and viewers, this is the most likely one, and I know it isn't sexy sounding here, but here it is. Maybe it's normal investor profit-taking after almost 2 years after the COVID lows as investors finally decide to book long-term capital gains in front of 2023 income and capital gains tax increases. I could see this as a response to our Federal Reserve moving faster at tapering or telegraphing an earlier rate increase at the end of their January meeting. And of course, this would probably also come just a few days after Ray Dalio from Bridgewater hedge fund fame goes on global stage at a conference, say in January, and proclaims cash is trash for the fifth time in 5 years. You know what? That would be the exactly normal timing and ideal time for a sell-off to begin, much the way it did in late January of 2018. Viewers, I warn you, Mr. Dalio is now an unheard of 4 for 4, making that cash is trash claim and announcing literally within days of our stock markets declining 5 to 12%. Yep, 4 times in a row. It's amazing. If you're a tactical trading type, keep your ears peeled and checked for your calendars for when he's speaking. However, listeners, please hear me out. Just like we warned in late August of 2020 to curb your enthusiasm right in front of a normal pre-election sell-off, a sell-off that took the S&P down almost exactly 10% if you were perfect to the day and hour selling and buying, which no one is, we told our listeners that this could be the last and best buying opportunity for the next 18 months in front of the election, not after. Right now, the investment team at Oak Harvest sees any steep and fast first quarter 2022 correction in the S&P 500 of say 10 to 12% down as a strong and potentially one and only buy and hold entry points for almost all of 2022. From say a low on the S&P of 4450 in the first quarter correction, we see the market being able to achieve new all-time highs once again in the summer as volatility subsides, capital investment accelerates and kicks in front of stimulus, and the normal pre-midterm election festivities begin. Let's call it the summer of 5,075 to 5,100 on the S&P, and maybe a year-end of 5,400 to 5,500 if we're pressed right now. Our volatility crystal ball is a little murky in all these details here, as the holiday-heavy December and January time periods have yet to play out. As for bond yields and government treasuries, we think there is a slow upward bias on long-term rates for the first half of 2022, with the 10-year treasury reaching, say, 2.1 to 2.25%. Let's call that higher, but not harmful. Recall, listeners, the overall stock market has loved gently rising long-term interest rates this cycle. The data doesn't lie. Your utility and staple stocks might not like it. Your growth at any price stocks might underperform for a while, but the overall indexes in general have benefited by slowly rising long-term rates the last 12 years. Almost regardless of where we end 2021, we see a positive year for equities in 2022. Our year-end percent return forecast depends on whether we see an exponential move up the next 2 months or not. Regardless of where we end 2021, we expect to see a lot more realized volatility early in 2022. For those tactical traders out there, if our forecast holds for the year of 2022, we could easily see a trough to peak move of 22 to 25% in 2022. Here's a little data to back up our forecast. One, Huey effect is still positive for the first half of 2022. There can be little argument that the Federal Reserve monetary policy of QE, that's quantitative easing, has been supportive of liquidity and risk assets. According to BMO Capital Markets, the S&P 500 has rallied on average 19.6% per year during all four Fed QE programs. However, even while the Fed was out of the bond buying business, the S&P 500 has gained on average about 7.8% per year. Number two, long-term interest rates look to gently rise higher in 2022 on either higher growth, higher inflation, or both, or just less demand. More data from BMO. Since 1980, the S&P 500 has averaged a positive 19.2% when the yield curve rose by 50 to 100 basis points year over year. You heard that correctly. The S&P 500 has liked rising long-term interest rates over the last 30 years. Why? Because rising long-term rates are a sign of either strengthening growth, higher inflation, or both, which has led to higher earnings by the overall market. We expect the S&P 500 to rise further in 2022 as most companies pass on inflation to consumers. Many investors are concerned about the effects of Federal Reserve raising short-term interest rates immediately after they end their scheduled tapering, which should occur sometime around the end of June of 2022. According to BMO research, since 1994, during the prior four Fed tightening cycles, the S&P 500 has averaged a gain of 13.5% over the year prior to the first year Fed rate increase. If the Fed were to immediately raise rates in July of 2022, that would suggest and equate to a triangulation of the S&P 500 of just about 5,000 during summer, given where the market stood around 4350 on July 4th of last year. Four, volatility as measured by actual realized volatility is now around 6.9. Pre-COVID, that number had historically troughed around 5.5 to 6 for a few months, then risen quickly on corrections. We expect this to rise early in the first quarter of 2022 as investor complacency has started to take over in near term and FOMO, fear of missing out, over the last 18 months rally has become commonplace. However, and this is where the tea leaf reading, a crystal ball stuff, or special sauce comes in. Given the hedging costs one is having to pay to insure one's S&P 500 portfolio out into the late first quarter and second quarters of next year is around 26 or 27, well, that's roughly 4 times what real volatility is. So any quick spike up towards 28 or 30 in the VIX, which would equate to a roughly 10 to 12% move down in the S&P 500, well, that correction would be quickly bought and should turn out to be the loan buying opportunity for the first half of 2022. Should the markets behave in that manner, our team expects in the first half of 2022, and we finally do get a minus 10 to 12% correction, Oak Harvest clients might expect to hear from your advisor and their teams in the matter of accelerating your Roth conversions for 2022 to earlier in the year, much the same as we recommended in April of 2020, and then again in the first quarter of this year on the market's brief pullback. Newer clients would likely see an acceleration of our investment programs as our team likes to accelerate purchases when large short-term volatility spikes occur. Viewers, give us a call here at Oak Harvest and ask to speak to one of our advisors. Let us help you craft a financial plan that meets your retirement goals and needs first and your greed second. Call us here at 877-896-0040. We're here to help you on your financial journey into and through your retirement years. I'm Chris Paris, and have a great weekend.
All content contained within Oak Harvest Podcast expresses the views of the speaker and is for informational purposes only. It is based on information believed to be reliable when created, but any cited data, indicators, statistics, or other sources are not guaranteed. The views and opinions expressed herein may change without notice. Strategies and ideas discussed may not be right for you, and nothing in this podcast should be considered as personalized investment, tax or legal advice, or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell securities. Indexes such as the S&P 500 are not available for direct investment, and your investment results may differ when compared to an index. Specific portfolio actions or strategies discussed will not apply to all client portfolios. Investing involves the risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.